Welcome back to A&O English, the show about watching, understanding, and learning from TV shows and movies in English. I'm Mike, and that is Kinoko, our lovely princess. How are you doing today, princess?
Great, I'm Kinoko. How are you? I'm very fine. And I was just having my soda.
A soda? Why are you drinking
soda? Tansansui. It's great.
Oh, the carbonated water.
Yeah.
Oh, how is that? Do you have one of those machines, carbonated water machines?
No.
Oh, okay. We've been thinking about getting one of those. Like a soda stream or something like that. And the non-caloric drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Fizzy drinks. I love fizzy drinks.
Fizzy. Soda ne.
Coca-Cola is my weakness.
But you should stop that right now for Rise Up.
I have. And
you have?
Yeah.
You have? Is that okay for Rise Up Coach?
Coke?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. That's why I don't drink it.
But you should report your daily meal to your coach in the Rise Up.
Yeah. Yeah, we have an iPhone app. I just take pictures of everything I eat.
Oh.
And send it to them.
Yeah. And Coke.
But I don't drink Coke.
Oh.
So I don't have to do that. So.
He
would get mad, I think, if I.
How is it in Rise Up?
It's good. It's good. And it's a lot of fun. I think I enjoy working out. So. And having someone there who's like, more is good.
Bigotry is no laughing matter.
And that's how Sue sees it.
Outstanding.
No! Not the children!
Just a couple of my favorite little scenes of Sue.
I love the one.
Yes. I don't want to call it Glee. I want to call it the Sue Show.
Especially this time.
Yeah, so
this episode is fantastic for Sue.
I agree. So let's move right along and let's charge into today's vocabulary, which comes from The Sue Show, or Glee, Season 1, Episode 7, Throwdown. And our first vocabulary is...
Not Michael.
I mean, how am I supposed to take care of a real person? My mom won't even let me have fish.
I thought... Quinn wanted to give the baby up for adoption.
For now, but we both know that's not my call.
But my call. What that?
Not my decision, not my choice.
Decision, yeah. Is it useful?
Not my call. You could say it's not my call, or you could say it's your call.
Okay.
You hear decision. Also... Decision. You also hear a lot in sport. Or sports, you'd be like, go to the coach and like, okay, what's the call? What play are we doing? Call the play.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Moving right along, the next one we have is gutter.
Gutter.
You got to get down in the gutter if you want to win this.
Get down in the gutter. And the gutter, very quick, is on the side of buildings. On the side of roads where the water drains into and you get garbage and stuff that goes down into there. That's the gutter.
Yeah, like bowling.
A bowling gutter, yeah.
Yeah.
And so we talk about the gutter. You know, it's not a clean or nice place to be in. So you have to get dirty. You have to do something you don't want to do. Get down in the gutter. All right. Moving along, our next one is Drizzle.
Drizzle.
Then I came up with the best baby name of all time. Drizzle.
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 Baby name, Drizzle.
What's that?
Drizzle.
Drizzle.
A very light rain.
Light rain.
Yeah. And I would say that usually this is the kind of rain where it's kind of sunny outside.
Uh-huh.
Maybe just a little cloudy. And you get just a little bit of rain. It's not like raining, but you just get a little bit of rain. It's just drizzling, soft rain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good name.
No, it's not.
And then next question is trapdoor.
Why do I feel like I'm about to fall through a trapdoor into a pit of fire?
Because you don't trust me.
Trapdoor. Think ninjas.
Ninja.
Yeah, you know, like all those old movies where you would have the daimyo sitting in his little throne room or something, and the other daimyo would come and visit. And they would always have, like, the ninjas, they're hiding in, like, their secret little room, and you would open up the trap door.
Yeah.
Or think of it's a door.
Door.
We know door. What is a trap?
Trap.
A trap is something to, like, catch someone. So think of, like, a bear trap.
I see. You catch
it. So a trap door is a door that leads to a trap. So you be walking around and all of a sudden the floor just goes away and you fall down. A trap door.
A trap door in the pit of fire. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a secret door that you don't see and you walk on top of it and you fall. Wow. All right, next one is blogosphere.
Sphere.
Sorry, Q. It'll be all over the blogosphere by this afternoon.
Oh, horrible. Blogosphere is kind of some IT something? Internet something?
It has to do with the internet, yeah. Well, the first part of this is blog. And then sphere, blogosphere. So it's... A sphere would be like a collection.
Collection.
Yeah. Or a grouping. So it's a collection or a group of blogs.
So
the blogosphere would be like the blogging world kind of thing. A sphere or a network. You could also say like your sphere of friends.
Oh, so na koto yuu nda. Hey, sphere of friends. Oh, nice word.
And politics, especially international politics, you would hear sphere of influence.
Sphere of influence.
Yeah, sphere, sphere of influence. And that would be, you know, like America has a big sphere of influence. A lot of countries, you know, look up to them and kind of do what they ask and everything. All right, and that's a very... The blogosphere itself is, but sphere is a very good word. So our next one is...
Break it down.
What happened to our little agreement, huh? Will I be uploading a certain video to YouTube this afternoon?
Anti-embolism stockings can be purchased.
Oh, Sue, I put it on YouTube myself, and it only got 2 hits. Let me break it down for you. Nobody cares.
I'm sorry.
I really love... this.
Oh, figures. Let me break it down for you.
Break it down for you.
Yeah, just like with Moriarty and Sherlock, figures. This has this way of speaking that is just so hilarious. But
yeah, right,
break it down. Break it down would be to break it.
Break it.
Break something. Yeah, so if you have a house, or if you have I can't even think of a bookcase. That's the word I was thinking of, a bookcase. You would break it down. So if you want to get rid of it, you would literally go in and break it and tear it down. So break it down or tear it down. In this context, when you say break it down, it's explain it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, explain thing nanda. Oh.
So let me break it down for you. Let me tell you. So it's very slang. Very colloquial. All right. And our final one is going to be...
Word on the street.
Have you been reading my blog?
Of course not. You're a gossip monger and your blog is nothing but trash and lies. Many of them about me.
Well, you'll be happy to know the one I'm working on right now has nothing to do with you or your rumored lust for a Jufros. It's about Quinn Fabre. Word on the street is that she's in trouble.
Word on the street.
What is that?
Gossip.
Word on the street. I can imagine that word on the street.
What everyone is talking about. So it's generally gossip. It's a word on the street.
Oh, I see.
What's the word on the street? Mm-hmm. What's everyone talking about?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for listening. On Thursday, we will have our discussion of all the incredible things that happened in season finale of Showa. And there are some incredible things along with the happenings at McKinley High School. Until then, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. You can find our show notes at englishtravelclub.com/ENE018. You can email us at address is eiganoeigo@gmail.com. Email us a review of the show or leave us a review on iTunes, and you will be entered into our iTunes review giveaway. And you can find more information about that at englishdrabaclub.com/ITR. Also, if you email us a review of a movie you have seen this summer, or you might able to win, nanto, 2 hours of free English lessons with Mike. Go to englishtravelclub.com/smrt to learn how.
Have a nice day.